Before we get into it, quick disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And this one's actually a pretty interesting story, Alex, because it's a rare miss for app lovin'.
Right, so let's start with the numbers. Revenue came in at $1.92 billion for the quarter, up 53% year-over-year, but that landed just below the midpoint of guidance. Adjusted EBITDA was $1.61 billion, up 58% year-over-year, with margins expanding about 300 basis points, but again, just under the guided range.
And CEO Adam Foroughi was pretty direct about it right out of the gate. He basically said, "We fell short of our own standard," which for a company that's been beating and raising for something like 12 straight quarters is notable.
So what actually happened? It comes down to their AI models. AppLovin's whole growth engine is model performance. Better models mean advertisers can spend more profitably at their target return on ad spend. This quarter, the pace of model improvement was just lighter than usual. The next step up, as Foroughi called it, landed just after the quarter closed instead of during it.
Which is really a timing issue, not a demand issue. That distinction matters a lot here. He pointed out that Max, their publisher marketplace, grew double digits quarter over quarter, and their share of ad inventory stayed consistent. So advertisers weren't pulling back. The models just didn't get their usual mid-quarter boost.
And now that the new model is live in third quarter, they're saying the business has already reaccelerated.
The other big storyline is the consumer business. That's their e-commerce and web advertising push. Advertisers spend hit a record 28% above fourth quarter 2025 levels, and fourth quarter is normally their seasonal peak. Growing past peak season levels in what's usually a slow quarter is a pretty strong signal.
Right, and CFO Matt Stumps made clear the higher costs this quarter were deliberate. They're investing in more complex, compute-hungry model architectures, and that spending is tied directly to the performance gains they're now seeing in third quarter.
There's also a fun detail buried in there. They officially opened their ad platform to the public in June under the AppLovin Ads Manager name. Remember, this used to be branded Axon, then it went back to AppLovin.
Foroughi joked they can't get rid of the name AppLovin. Everyone just kept calling them that no matter what they rebranded to.
What stood out to me in the Q&A was the partnership strategy. They're now doing deals with companies like attribution and analytics platforms. Triple Whale got called out by name to funnel in mid-market advertisers in a targeted way rather than just opening the floodgates to long-tail signups.
Which makes sense given where their model sophistication is. Foroughi was pretty candid that gaming is a mature, well-oiled machine at this point. New games hit their return targets almost immediately, but e-commerce is still early. Small shops don't always have the budget or the creative assets to make it work yet. Mid-market is the sweet spot right now.
One thing worth flagging for listeners, though, is a housekeeping item. AppLovin confirmed the SEC concluded its previously disclosed voluntary inquiry with no recommended action. So that overhang is officially resolved.
Also notable, free cash flow came in at $863 million, lower than normal due to timing of international tax and interest payments. Again, a timing issue, not an earnings power issue, according to Stumpf. They expect conversion to normalize to around 75% of adjusted EBITDA for the full year. And they pulled back share buybacks a bit this quarter, about $551 million versus roughly $1 billion in first quarter, which they attributed to that lower free cash flow, not any change in conviction.
Now let's talk guidance, because this is really the market-moving part. For third quarter, AppLovin guided revenue of $2.055 to $2.085 billion, representing 46% to 48% year-over-year growth. Adjusted EBITDA guided to $1.71 to $1.74 billion, with margins around 83%.
And importantly, that guide already reflects the model improvements that are live now. It doesn't even bake in any future releases that haven't shipped yet.
So what does this mean for investors going forward? The headline is, This was a rare stumble, but the underlying explanation is fairly benign. It's R&D timing, not demand erosion or competitive pressure. Fruee's long-term framing is that gaming keeps compounding while consumer adds a second growth engine. And together they think the business can grow around 30% annually over the long run.
The thing's worth watching next quarter. Does that promised reacceleration actually show up in the third quarter print? Does consumer advertiser spend keep climbing toward fourth quarter levels? And how the partnership-driven approach to onboarding mid-market advertisers plays out?
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
AppLovin says the miss is behind them and third quarter is already trending better. Whether that holds is really the story to watch this fall.
That's all for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.